Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. And yourself?
We are excellent. VolQuest, the first to report this morning that the Vols dismissed redshirt freshman Ryan Thaxton after he was arrested on charges of alleged domestic assault. What are the details there?
I think the more that Coach Pruitt and company just kind of looked into the matter, it became evident that the proper course of action was dismissal. You never want to overreact and you know, pull the plug on something too soon, just based off the fact that, you know, there have been plenty of instances where, you know, there have been, you know, varying reports of how bad the situation is or was. But in this case, the more they looked into it, the more they felt like they had no other course of action but to dismiss Ryan Thaxton from the team. And obviously he'll be looking for a new football home.
Well, my cynical response right when I read this, Austin, was it's easy to be quick and decisive. And look, the story sounds awful, what's being accused. But it's easy to be quick and decisive when it's a guy who doesn't really factor that heavily into your future plans. Was Ryan Thaxton going to be a factor on this team in any way?
I don't think so, Chad. I think that, you know, ultimately he would have been a backup, a reserve, a guy that, you know, may have could have, you know, vied for a few reps here and there, a special teams guy. But no, I don't believe he was going to be a starter in any shape or form.
It's been so long in the making that we almost forget about it. But A.J. Johnson is on trial right now for rape.
Yeah.
And it was so long ago when this initially was alleged. Are you guys covering that at all at VolQuest? I'm sure you're kind of following the headlines of the story. But how do you cover a story like that? Because it's something I've seen a little bit about, but not much.
Yeah, more following it than really covering it. And it's one of those things that's taken forever to get to this point to where, you know, AJ and Michael are on trial and AJ going through it right now. And, you know, you want to see justice for the right outcome. But, you know, at the same time, it's one of those things where you constantly, you know, just checking to see, you know, what comes about each day, but not really something that we're really like diving into as far as, you know, just full-fledged coverage of the trial.
What happened with Brant Lawless? He's now not going to end up at Tennessee, but best you can tell, what exactly went down there?
Well, Brant's a young man who still had some work to do academically entering the summer, and he got that work done. And over the course of the summer, Tennessee told him that, you know, they offered him a chance to be a, you know, for basically the offer chance for delayed enrollment, which means he would, in essence, be a gray shirt. He would come in, you know, January, late December, early January, first, second session, and then that's when his clock would start. His clock would not start this fall. He ended up getting the score that he needed and became, you know, eligible. But I think enough water had kind of went under the bridge there that, you know, I think, you know, Brant even just felt like, you know, I'm not sure I want to, you know, end up in Tennessee, ask for his release. And he's got a couple of different options out there, you know, maybe some in the SEC. I could see somebody like Mississippi State being a factor, Chad, just based off the fact that, you know, Bob Shoup recruited him when he was, you know, Tennessee's defensive coordinator. He's at Mississippi State now, and makes some sense that they're a factor, as does Tommy Thigpen in North Carolina, because Thigpen was very, very much a part of Brant Lawless's decision when he picked Tennessee a little bit over a year ago. And as we pointed out in the story, this is of the big three that we all talked about a year ago, only one of which will end up at Tennessee, DeAndre Litaker at UT Martin now, and Brant Lawless will end up elsewhere after being granted his release.
Austin Price from VolQuest.com is our guest. Austin, I'm assuming the Tennessee coaches aren't asking J.J. Peterson to gray shirt, even though he's had some similar grade issues to take care of this summer?
you know, I think J.J.'s got a spot. you know. And
they're holding that spot for JJ. I figured they would be. What is the latest there also with him? I know Jeremy Pruitt sounded confident he'd be there last week.
That's still the plan. I think that, you know, they were expecting some form of news this week on JJ, which means that he would get in the car and head this way. Still expect good news on him. And if something happens and he doesn't make it here, then obviously there'll be a little bit of egg on the face for all parties involved. But at the same time, everything's been done to where they have a good feeling that JJ will be ready to go sometime this week, first part of next.
Follow Austin on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Austin, with camp beginning, practices beginning a week from Friday, can you compare this quarterback battle to recent QB battles that we've seen at Tennessee, and just how tight the race will be between Crist and Garantano?
I don't think you compare it to last year, because I think internally a lot of people felt like Quentin was going to be the guy last year exiting spring. Even though there was, you know, I'm positive that there were, you know, every intention, you know, made to Garantano that he was going to get some playing time, especially against Georgia Tech, which caused the reaction of him pouting on the sidelines. I think everybody internally felt like that was Quentin's job. The upperclassmen wanted it to be Quentin. There were some receivers that wanted it to be Quentin. This year, I think it's a lot more open. I think this is very much a quarterback competition that's very much undecided at this point. But if I was giving anybody the leg up, it would be Jarrett Garantano, just because he was here in the spring and because, you know, he has had a nice summer. When you talk to people around the program, with how he's handled himself, the leadership he's shown, I think that he's got a small leg up on Keller. Now, Keller Crist is going to come in, and he's going to, you know, be the ultimate teammate. He's going to know the offense inside and out. But can he make the plays necessary and make those around him better, which is something, you know, Jeremy Pruitt talked about in spring, that he wants to have a quarterback, that makes the 10 other guys around him better. And I think the guy that does that, whether that's Garantano or Crist, will have the best chance to win the job. If I was comparing it, John Rattay, Casey Clawson back in, 2000 with Joey Matthews, it's kind of like this, underlying, local theme. I don't know. I don't think it's comparable to Ames and Schaefer, because they're two different types of quarterbacks. I think maybe even Ainge and Clawson the following year could be a good way to look at this one, as far as, the one guy coming in. But it's hard to tell.
Well, and let me ask you this. How different are they really, other than the size of Keller Crist? Because
they're not.
I didn't see Garantano run a lot last year, and Keller Crist would surprise people. He's got a couple of 50- and 60-yard runs in his college career at Stanford also. He runs a little better, I think, than people think also.
Yeah, I agree. I think their running styles are very similar. Frontline speed, I think you'd probably give it to Garantano. But both of them, I think, it takes them a second to get going. And then once they get moving, I think they move, quite well for their size. Everybody wanted to just lump Garantano into being Josh Dobbs, and he's not. He does not have that escapability and that ability to make people miss like Josh Dobbs had. But he does have good lateral movement, and in the straight line speed, Garantano and Keller Crist, for that matter, can both move. And, I think that's a big part of, what they'll be looking for in fall camp, because, even if they get Trey Smith back, good to go, Chance Hall is able to give him something by week three, week four, Brandon Kennedy is who you maybe hope he is. They're still going to need a quarterback that can make a play with his feet and escape. I mean, the offensive line's not going to be flawless. They're not going to be just world beaters. They're going to take some time to gel and come into their own and grow. So I think you want a quarterback that can, slide around in there and make a play and really make something out of nothing at times.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Austin, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you later this week.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Austin Price, twice a week with us for the VolQuest.com report on the Midday 180.